السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا في you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. And Allah Ta'ala make your safar mubarak to Durban. And may the Ummah benefit tremendously from your beautiful nasihat. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, it's yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, the Star, and verses number 31 and 32. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَلِلَّهِ, and it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah. Today America will trumpet away that this belongs to us, that belongs to us, and the European countries will say that this belongs to us, Arab countries will say this belongs to us, and human beings' nature is that, but we all are just temporary owners and users. Ultimately, everything in the universe belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we came without anything and we will go back without anything. Remember that. That is the reality of life, whether we want to accept it or not. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So whatever is in the skies, in the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the Milky Way, and whatever else, what we know and what we do not know, belongs to Him, Almighty Allah, exclusively. وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And in the land and in the sand, all the gold, all the silver, all the minerals, lithium, all the lakes and rivers and seas and forests and jungle, the terrestrial creation, all belongs to Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, exclusively. وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا أَمِلُوا. So that He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, gave us the freedom of choice. Either we follow the path of Rahman, the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, or we follow the path of Shaitan, and that is Lucifer and Satan. What will be the consequences? لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ. That so that He, Almighty Allah, will punish those people, asa'u bima amilu, with the worst terrible punishments, remember that, bima amilu, because of their deeds and actions. So a horrible, terrible punishment awaiting those. And that will be if they committed kufr and blasphemy, shirk and polytheism, idol worship. They sane and mature, and they died in that condition, then is everlasting doom and gloom, and everlasting hellfire and jahannam. Look at that word again there, liyajziya. Therefore, O Muslim, O Muslimah, I warned you several times, do not just say jazakallah, jazakumullah. It has both meanings. It's a neutral term. May Almighty Allah reward you. May Almighty Allah punish you. So we must qualify it and say, Jazakallahu khaira. Or for respect's sake, you want to respect your parents, your teacher, your elder, then you say, Jazakumullahu khaira. Then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when we say Jazakallahu khaira to a person who has done us a favor, faqad ablaghathana, then you have praised that person abundantly and profusely. So we should understand these issues properly. Liyajzi alladhina asa'u bima amilu wa yajzi alladhina ahsanu bil husna. You see the text and the context. Wayadziya, the first time liyadziya, to punish. Yeah, second time wayadziya, and to reward those people. Ahsanu, with the best, remember, reward for those who did the good deeds. And what will be for them? Ahsanul husna, ahsanu bil husna, that they will go to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, to paradise, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, the people who passed away with Iman and Islam, or children, remember that, who are minors and so forth, they also go to paradise. That is our belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They're not mukallaf and they are not obliged, remember that, because they're still minors. So out of the grace mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, they will go to Jannah and Paradise. But see what Almighty Allah states, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. Chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, and verse number 26, that those people who did good deeds, those people who did good deeds, and remember they passed away with Iman and Islam, for them is Husna, is Jannah, Waziyada, and an added bonus. What is that added bonus? Ya Tura, I wonder. In Arabic you say Ya Tura. So we say that it is Ru'yat Bari Ta'ala, to see Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala. Read the dua now with me. After I read, you read. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. Oh, beloved of Allah. Oh, beloved Allah. We beg of thee. We ask you, Ya Allah. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah. Inna nas'aluka. We beg of thee, beg of you. Ladzatan nadari. That we have the pleasure of seeing ila wajhikal kareem, ila wajhikal kareem, to see thy honorable countenance, to see you, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 26. So Almighty Allah has mentioned that in the noble Quran. Hujuhun yawma idhin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. The minimum person in Jannah, in Paradise, once a week he will see Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla on a Friday. Others will see Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla every day. So remember, depending on our rank, and that will be the greatest bounty which Almighty Allah confers on those people who have entered Paradise. And for those who are non-Muslims, Kalla, إنهم ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. They will never see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in His glory and beauty, because the anger, the rage, the fury, the punishment and curse of Almighty Allah will descend on those who are the non-believers and the non-Muslims and so forth, and they sane and mature. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows us better than any doctor, any physician, any professor. So what does Almighty Allah say? That who are the true believers? Alladheena, they are those people. Yajtanibuna, they keep on abstaining. Yajtanibun. That is mentioned in the present tense. For now and in the future, they abstain and refrain. Kabair al-ithmi wal-fawahisha. Kabair, the plural of kabira. They stay away from the major sins, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lesbian, rape, murder, and so many riba, interest, alcohol, drugs. So all this will be considered. Therefore, Allama Zahabi Rahimahullah has written a whole book called Kitabul Kabair, the book on the major, major sins. Remember that. So where Allah Ta'ala said there will be Jahannam and the Hellfire, where Allah Ta'ala says Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there will be Hajj. And that is the penal code, that we amputate the hand of the person, we lash the person, whip the person, and so forth, or the death penalty. So all that will fall under the kabair. Kabair al-ithmi wal-fawahisha. Fawahisha, those actions that are obscene, indecent, and that which every person will hate. Nobody will love that somebody commits fornication with his daughter, or adultery with his wife, Allah forbid, or a person goes and gets involved in today's what they call same-sex activities. So the homosexuals, gay brigade, lesbian business, and all this is becoming rife and rampant. Sodomy in all forms and all shapes, totally haram. So all that falls under the purview of this word, al-fawahisha. So why do we commit all these sins? Because remember, our salat, our namaz, our prayer is not done in the proper fashion. See, you are reading Fajr Salat now. I will go just now to the masjid, inshallah, for Fajr Salat. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. That in the beginning of the 21st Supara, 21st Jews, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that when a person performs salat, the namaz, the prayer, salat is called salat, as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi, the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. And he performs that salat and prayer properly with devotion, dedication and so forth. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The salat will prohibit you from all obscenities, indecency. With our tongue also we will abstain, with our limbs also we will abstain and refrain. Wal munkar, and all forms of injustice. Chapter number 29, verse 45, the beginning of the 21st Jews, 21st part of the Noble Quran, the 21st Supara. You know there are 30 parts in the Noble Quran. So see here, wal fawahisha. Fahisha, the singular. Fawahish, the plural. Illa al-lamam. What is the meaning of this word? Illa al-lamam. Illa, except. Then al-lamam, if you break it up. So illa al-lamam. So remember, all the ulama and mufassirin commentators are unanimous. Lamam means the minor sins. See, well, I give you an example, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of zina, fornication, adultery and so forth, and said that zina al-aynayn, so the zina of the eyes. We see those things that we're not supposed to see. And zina al-yadayn, and that is, remember, the zina of the hands. We touch those things we're not supposed to touch. So these are all the things that lead to fornication, adultery. So that will be considered a minor sin initially. But when we continue doing it, then it becomes a major sin also. So therefore, the ulama, some say it's hadith, some say it's a weak hadith, so it is better to say the saying, La saghiratam al-israr. There won't be a minor sin when that person persists on it and continues with it. Wala kabiratam al-istighfar. And there will not be a major sin when we continue begging Allah for forgiveness and making istighfar. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhambin. Wa atubu ilay. Istighfar is for the past and tawbah is for the future. Till now, all the vices, sins I committed, we committed from the time we became baligh and mature. So till now, that is istighfar. And tawbah, Ya Allah, do not let us relapse to those actions again in the future. Another difference between istighfar and tawbah will be, you can make dua istighfar for other people also. Ya Allah, you forgive them. But tawbah, that is for yourself. You can't make tawbah on somebody else's behalf. You can't repent on somebody else's behalf. But istighfar, to ask Allah for forgiveness, we can do that for ourselves, our children, our students, and the entire ummah and muslimah. So we should understand that. إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. To understand this, there's a wonderful, beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He says, one day Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua, speaking to Almighty Allah, oh you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, just listen to the words, how beautiful they are. Of Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In taghfir, Allahumma taghfir jamma. In taghfir, Allahumma taghfir jamma. Ya Allah, if you forgive, then, oh beloved Allah, forgive everybody, everyone, Ya Allah, past, present, future. In taghfir, Allahumma taghfir jamma. وَأَيُّ أَبَدٍ لَكَ لَا أَلَمَّا وَأَيُّ أَبَدٍ لَكَ لَا أَلَمَّا وَأَيُّ أَبَدٍ لَكَ لَا أَلَمَّا. Which servant of yours has not committed minor sins? Today's world, those of us who are physically alive in this world, we sane and mature, he can be the biggest waliullah. He also has committed sins. She also has committed sins. Sayyidina Ali, one more time, beautiful poem, read by the master, alayhi salatu salam. Spontaneously, the master would read sometimes, and not go and study it and compile it and so forth. So, in taghfir, Allahumma taghfir jamma. Ya Allah, when you forgive, forgive everybody, Ya Allah. Wa ayyu abadin lakala alamma. Ya Allah, which servant of yours has not committed the minor crimes? We are guilty, Ya Allah. There are no mitigating circumstances. Me and you are guilty of saghair and kabair, minor and major sins. 99% of us, 95% of us, understand it. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, the master, the linguist of the Arabic language, Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar, was asked, أَيَّةُ آيَةٍ أَرْجَى إِنَّكَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Haydar. Haydar means the lion when he was fighting the Jutlas in the Battle of Khaybar. He had his sword in his hand and he's reading. أنا الذي سمتني أمي على حيدر. I am the one that my honorable mother called me Haydar. I am the lion, O Jutlas. I will dispatch you straight to Jahannam. And that's what he did, mashallah. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was asked, which verse motivated, inspired you the most in the entire Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran? 6,236 verses. Listen to the answer, O esteemed listener. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, chapter 39, verse 53. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Allah Jalla Wala is saying, Ya Rasulullah, tell my servants, Ya Ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, oh my beloved servants, who went beyond the boundaries and limits and parameters. People are criticizing you, castigating you, condemning you. But Allah is telling us, our Rahim Allah, our Kareem Allah, our very merciful, very generous Allah, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned, never despair in the mercy of Allah. Speak to Allah and say, وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you alone, independently, exclusively, are the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Allah will forgive all the sins. But we must be begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sincerely. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Verily, your sustainer, nourisher, is ample in forgiving. There is no limit to Almighty Allah's forgiveness, remember. Everything of Almighty Allah is infinite and unlimited. who is Almighty Allah, huwa a'lamu bikum, he is indeed all knowing about you, before you were born, while you were born, after you live, after you die, bikum idh ansha'akum min al-ard, when he created you from the land and the sand, referring to our spiritual father, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Allah created him from the dust and the sand and the clay, khalaqahu min turabin, you see, Almighty Allah created him from turab, the sand and dust, min al-ardi, and thereafter the progeny of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, there was the institution of nikah and marriage, and thereafter husband-wife met, conjugal relationships took place, the wife conceived, and then she gave birth to us. That's why our mother is so special. Ma ki dua to jannat ki hawa. Ma ki dua to jannat ki hawa. When your beloved mother makes dua for you, O son, O daughter, O grandchild, that is the fragrance of jannat and paradise coming to you. Go to your honorable mother and kiss her hand. Go to your father, kiss his forehead, kiss his hand. وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ, and when you, O human being, ajinna means when you were janine, when you were the fetus, in the womb of your mother, فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ, who knows all the contraction, expansion? Chapter 13, verse number 8, اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَحْمِلُ كُلُّ أُنْثَى وَمَا تَغِيدُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ. Only Almighty Allah knows. No gynecologist, no professor, no scientist, no. Ask them how many hair on that fetus, you must remember his head, and so forth. See what they answer? Nobody can answer that. And if they answer, it's just speculation and taking chances. So sometimes me and you, people start praising us and we get carried away in that frenzy. So Allah is warning you, warning me. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, do not be of those people who start purifying yourself. You say, no, me, I'm Pak, me, I'm very pious, me, I'm this, I'm that. So do not start purifying yourself in that sense. You get carried away with the praises and so forth. No, we all are sinners. We all have our weaknesses. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى, only He, Almighty Allah, really knows who has the real taqwa and piety. Some people, we think they're terrible people, but Allah loves certain action of theirs. Some people, we think they're very pious, but remember, tomorrow, on day of Qiyamah, all the truth will come out. خَافِدَةُ الرَّافِعَةُ, chapter 56, Surah Waqiyah. Some people who we thought will be in the highest stages, they'll be in the lowest places. And some people who we thought will be in the lowest places, they will be rafia, they'll be elevated. Allah Jalla Wala is the sole judge. Chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُغْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, O beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 9th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1447 in Ghazza al-Mubarakah, day number 696. These are the news, views, interviews presented to you locally, nationally, internationally and globally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 5 jutlas dead, some of them killed, some of them killed by friendly fire, some of them committing suicide. A khuya juat as a dwaya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. Netanyahu, the war criminal, he thinks that he's very great, but he doesn't know that he's a war criminal and one of the most hated, detested people on earth. He said, we are finishing up our enemies. Look at what we did in Yemen. We destroyed their politicians, the prime minister and ministers. See what we did in Gaza. We murdered and martyred so many people and the leaders of Hamas. They can't say Hamas. He said Abu Ubaidah, they killed. That was a big lie. Abu Ubaidah is right in the front. And he is busy settling the scores with the jutlas. So don't fall for the propaganda of these jutlas and haramis, they are hasbara. He said that we fixed up Hezbollah there in Lebanon. We fixed up the people there in Syria. They can attack and yet they will play victim to Harami. Trump said, and this is in the Haaretz newspaper, Israel used to have control over the Congress. Now it no more has control. You see that? That is Trump. He blows hot, he blows cold. Because he's a rapist, he's a pedophile, and he's a criminal and a felon. Remember, 34 charges. Israel killing many, many journalists, more than 250, 270, some say 250, 270. So many newspapers and media outlets, their first page was just the black to show Israel what you are doing are war crimes. Remember that. The scholars of the world have agreed that there is genocide taking place there in Gaza, and Israel are livid about that, humiliated. More than 1,000 people or more already martyred in Afghanistan. Allah have mercy on them. Thousands of them last night spent the night in the open under the stars. Allah Jalla have mercy on Afghanistan. The SCO, they are meeting there, remember, in China. And now that the main thing is that the dollar dominance of America must fall. We must have our own currency, or we deal in our own currency. More than 20 countries are there. And Kim also is coming. And from North Korea. And he left North Korea. And now he entered the borders of China in a what? In an armored train, you must remember. After 6 years, he's coming to China to meet, you see, Xi Jinping and so forth. So all this is anti-America, anti-Trump and so forth and so on. Then majority countries would were us. India is with us, Russia is with us, and Iran and Turkey and so many other countries are there. Tomorrow, Wednesday, they will be having a march there, remember that. And that will be, you must remember, a big, big march there in China. And what will be happening? That is to celebrate the 80 years. So China, big military march on Wednesday. After 80 years have passed now, their victory over Japan. So all these leaders will be there. Trump and the Haramis and Israel will be looking. What the hell we went to do? So we are now strengthening the opposition. So that is what happens. Wamakaru wa makarallah. There are big, big already banners in America. Trump must go now. Trump must go now. He's an idiot. He's a fool. The Labour Party there in the UK is down in the doldrums. 1 year ago and more, they won the elections landslide, and now they're lagging behind almost every big party. Remember that. Starmer and his team are in big trouble. They want them to go. The flotilla has left Barcelona. They left first time, then there were stormy waters and the conditions were not right. They came back and now they left. So mashallah, that there are so many boats going and so forth. 20 or so. Majority people there are not Muslim. They stand for justice. You know that Greta, the lady who's very famous for the climate business, she's again there. So Ben Gwere, the Harami, says, if she comes here, we're going to arrest her on the crime of terrorism. But you are the biggest terrorist yourself, and so forth. Pro-Palestinian people targeted an Israeli singer in Poland. You see that? The Jutas can't hide. They run here, run there. Everywhere they get humiliated and disgraced. The EU chief, so she was coming with the plane, and the plane was hit by the GPS jamming. And they blame Russia for that, you see. Russia, the school started yesterday, Monday, 1st of September. The ex-Danish minister is jailed over child pornography. Thousands and thousands he has. These people are obsessed, you must remember. They want to rape children and what, so they see all these things there. Pakka haramis they are. Bolsonaro, he is the guy who was the president there in Brazil before Lula. We like Lula. So he's going to stand on trial today, remember that, and for attempted assassination of Lula and what his people did, remember when they stormed the parliament in that day in Brazil. South African news, Taiwan, the mission will relocate to Johannesburg. Now China, they tell you, South Africa, you better do what we're telling you. All the embassies must be there in Pretoria. And this mission and all these Spaza guys, these small timers like Taiwan, get them out of Pretoria. Put them and relocate them in Johannesburg. So South Africa say, yes, yes, boss, yes, boss, we will do that. So Taiwan, that you don't have no option, but you'll have to relocate and move. Petrol and diesel will come down from tonight, you know, South Africa. Every first Wednesday of the month, either increases, decreases. So tonight, after midnight, the petrol diesel price will drop. So that'll fill up tomorrow, Wednesday, compared to today. And, you know, Budvest, you see, they are adverts many places. So it seems like this. It's not 100% confirmed, but it seems like that. Budvest will be sold to the Nigerians. You see that? The Nigerians are powerful people, but very corrupted, some of them. 8-hour water outage, you must remember, in Johannesburg, in certain areas, Bryanston and so forth. The power problems, water problems, and the G20 summit is going to take place. So South Africa mustn't disgrace themselves, you know, they're masters in doing that. So today is Tuesday, so inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Hassan Ali of America, is in Pakistan. Mo Zahid will interview him. 11 to 12 is Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran. And tonight, inshallah Al-Aziz, we will be there in Umslanga, there in the masjid where Mohana Zakaria is, the son of Mohana Abid Khan. And Jamaat Salat is 7:30. It will be live on Sirius FM and on Radio Al Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, inshallah, bi fadlillahi wa rahmati. Our decoders, the latest radios, will be there on sale, 500 and each. And you have to buy your own speaker and dish if you don't have speakers and dish. So the radio will be, don't ask for further discount, please. So it will be there, and our team will be there. Bilal will be there, Mo Dawood Mondi will be there, Zamir will be there. Tonight, inshallah, Al-Aziz. Jimo Salim, we have 11, 12 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, you are late. Is it possible to have a woman as a witness at the nikah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You are performing the nikah, Mo Salim Karim. I am performing the nikah. So we normally perform the nikah in the masjid. Now a lady says she wants to be the witness. We'll say, no, you got no business to be there in the masjid, so you need to get a man. So you must remember that. So minimum will be 2 maid who will be witness when that nikah ceremony is being performed and so forth. However, some people like Pakistan and the Arab countries and so forth, they perform their nikah at home and so forth, you know. So if the nikah is performed at home and you insist that no, you want your sister or your mother to be the witness and so forth, so one male must be there and minimum 2 females, and then it will be valid and it will be acceptable. But it's not something we're going to encourage and so forth. I am just explaining the masla and the issue because somebody asked the question.
Brother is asking a case of hula divorce. Wife requests talaq. Does she give the mahar back or is it still hers?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 2 and verse number 229, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَدْ بِهِ. We need to understand these three terminologies. One is talaq. The husband issued the word talaq or wrote it out and didn't receive anything in exchange. So that is talaq 1, 2 or 3. One is khula, where the wife is in the wrong and now she don't want to perform salat and 5 prayers. She don't want to dress modestly. She don't want to cook. She don't want to do anything. Just watch movies the whole time, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and play with a cell phone and hell phone and so forth. Husband is pleading with her, let us make the home. I spent so much money upgrading the house, the bedroom, bathroom, all that. But she's not interested. So the husband tells her, okay, as a last resort, he will issue the talaq, the divorce, but she must then give and return the mahar. So both parties reach an amicable agreement, so that's fine. but the divorce will be from the husband's side, and that talaq will be talaqi ba'in, an irrevocable divorce, meaning if in future, during the iddat or after that, if they want to reconcile, tajdeedun nikah, a new nikah must take place. So that's what we must understand. So in normal talaq, you, the husband, don't receive anything in exchange of it. In khula, because the wife is in the wrong, so she will return the mahar, the matrimonial gift, to the husband, and the husband issues the talaq, and she will be released from that marriage. Third one is the husband is in the wrong. He is having affairs with this lady, that lady. He's hitting her and assaulting her. Or, for example, there's no nafaqa, he's not paying the rental, he's not paying for the food, and so forth. So she can then go to the ulama and the tribunals and so forth, the jamiats. Like, we don't have a Muslim judge here in this sense for the Islamic court and so forth. In a Muslim country, you go to the judge, finish, magistrate. But yeah, we'll go to the jamiats and say, they will call both parties, have a court case, they'll find the husband is guilty. They will tell him that he must divorce the wife, but he's too obstinate and stubborn. So then they will use their overriding powers and they'll make fasakh, annul the marriage. So these are the three terminologies that you must understand.
Mufti Sahib, in any divorce case, is mahar still belonging to the wife?
Remember, in all cases, the mahar and the matrimonial gift, whether it's cash, 1,000 rand, $1,000, or whether it is, you must remember, 100,000 or 30,000, or whether it is jewelry, clothing, whatever, definitely belongs to the wife, except in khula, as I explained to you now. In all other cases, remember, she is the sole owner of that mahar and matrimonial gift. For you, O husband, to take it away from her, absolutely haram. During the marriage, while the marriage subsists, or after giving talaq, or during talaq, to take it back beside khula, absolutely haram. Quran says so. Chapter 4, verses 20-21. In ataytum ihdahunna qintara, fala ta'khudhu minhu shay'a. If you gave your wife millions qintara, then you cannot take back 1 cent. It's haram for you, O husband. Ata'khudhunahu buhtana wa isma mubina. You are then accusing her of slander, and it's a major sin, a manifest sin. The only exception and to this rule will be in khula, where she is totally in the wrong and so forth, and then both parties agree to make khula, she returns the matrimonial gift and the husband issues the talaq ba'in.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that if a man remarries after the death of his first wife, then he will be in Jannat with the second wife? Who will be with the first wife and children or the first wife?
The husband got married to 10 wives. He had 4 wives all the time. Then some of them passed away and so forth. So, but they all were in his marriage. He didn't divorce them. So all the wives will be with him there in Jannah. For the husband, no problem. I told you yesterday, last night in Q&A, I know of the man, you must remember, who married so far. He's 70, 80 years old. He's old but not cold. So remember that 13 wives he finished up. You know that. So meaning he had 4 wives at all time, or 3 wives. Some of them passed away, some of them he divorced. Those he divorced, so finished, they won't be with him in Jannah. So they are separate now. They go their way and he goes his way. But those who were his wives, so all of them will be with him in Jannah. And you, the lady, so you got married after your husband passed away, and the waiting period finished, then you will be with the last husband. So you're confusing issues there. So don't blow your fuses and don't get confused yourself. You see, that's for the ladies. Some ulama quote the hadith in Tabarani, ma'a akhiri azwajia, she will be with the last husband. Some say that she will choose that ayyuhum khuluqa, which one of them had better akhlaq and treated her the best. So from that 2-3 husbands she had, one after the other, not at one time obviously, so then she will choose the one she feels is the best. So both can, anyone can take it, no problem.
Mufti Sahib, please advise, what is the duf or daf? Can we listen to nazams and naats where a daf is played in the background?
We are in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and today is the 9th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and this Thursday night will be Laylatul Jumu'ah and Laylatul Miladin Nabi'il Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. And many scholars say that the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, remember, on that auspicious night and day, meaning when Fajr time just started. On 12 Rabiul Awwal, remember the Gregorian day, 20th April, the year 571, Monday morning, 4:35 to 4:40. So anyway, so all that we'll explain to you in detail, insha'Allah. So now, you should know the Hijrah as well, the migration of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. It was the first of Rabiul Awwal, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who left the Ghari Thawr after spending 3 nights there on the first Rabiul Awwal. The beginning now is starting. They're leaving Makkah and going towards Madina Munawwara. Now they're entering where? Quba. The daughters of the Najjar tribe, so they went out, you must remember, to welcome and make istiqbal of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Thaniya's name, the second of the two, as enshrined and mentioned in the Quran, chapter 9, verse 40, for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So how they went out? 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5, 6, 7 years old, and they went out with their duff, with a doof, and now they saw and spotted the Master, alayhi salam, and the hearts are elated and delighted. And now they're hitting the duff, the daughters of the Najjar, that is the carpenter's tribe, you see that? And they sang the following poetry, hitting the duff and the doof, you see. It's a drum one side and no jingles. Nahnu jawarin min bani najjari, ya habbada muhammadun min jari. They said, Nahnu jawarin min bani najjari. We are the daughters of the carpenter's tribe. Ya habbada muhammadun min jari. How excellent today. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is our neighbor. So if children and that hit the duff and doof, there's nikah taking place, there's walima taking place, happy occasion, permissible. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, in 98, when I visited him, he gave me this kitab. I told him I want kitab, so he gave me one of them, is this. Tahreemu alati tarb, the musical instruments are haram. So in there he writes, for children they are exempted and that. So we now start hitting that and all that, and then the qawali starts and all that. So that's not permissible in Islam. So we must know what is permissible and not permissible. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.